The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone, and I appreciate very much the many greetings on the chat, and for the familiar names that I see, it's nice to feel like I'm come back after being gone for 2 weeks, and it is nice to be here. So for this guided meditation, I would like to evoke a quality, an impulse, or that maybe isn't evoked that often in Buddhist practice, and that is a strong desire for practice, to do this practice. Often the reputation Buddhism has, sometimes as a caricature, it's about not having desires. The desires are bad, and we should have no desires. We should let go of them. And that's not true. There are particular kinds of desires to be let go of, and other kinds of desires to live by, to engage in. And we undermine ourselves limit ourselves by not appreciating healthy desires that we have. And the desire to become free of suffering, the desire to let go of the ways in which other desires limit us and bring more suffering to us, the desire to overcome those doesn't have to be limiting, doesn't have to be a source of suffering. It's the movement out of suffering. We need to have it. And to have a strong desire, and learning how to have strong desire that's not stressful, that's easeful, that makes the heart sing and feels great, and yes, this is what I want to do. So to assume a meditation posture, and perhaps sitting up a little bit straighter than normal, so that the chest is maybe, without being strained or puffed up, the chest is a little more open to the possibility of confidence. Being confident. And then lowering your gaze to about, down towards the floor, perhaps, or in some way having your gaze, if your eyes are open, be soft and relaxed. Not looking at anything in particular. Maybe even the eyes are gently moving about, but not really looking at anything. And then if it's comfortable, to gently close your eyes. And gently let your body relax. Almost as if there's an invitation from your body to release the holding that's throughout your body. Maybe in the micro-muscles. softening the shoulders. Softening the belly. Maybe relaxing the muscles of the face, around the eyes, cheeks, jaws. Maybe the area around your lips and your mouth can be more relaxed if you let your lips fall apart slightly. And if you want them touching, gently float them together again. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths and relaxing again throughout your body as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. In whatever way it's available to you, nothing dramatic, to feel the stillness or the quiet within. And within that stillness and quiet, say the word yes, Y-E-S. And see what, in that quiet, what gets evoked in the simple yes. And then say again yes to this meditation period, to the practice of meditation now. Yes. And maybe a yes again for being mindful, being aware here and now. Yes, this is the practice. Perhaps yes that doesn't disturb whatever degree of calm or quiet there is inside. But it does gently animate it, energize it with a sense of purpose, a sense of willing to engage, to practice. And then if you're going to be with your breathing during this sitting, maybe your label, your note for the exhale can be yes. Or for the inhale, gentle, quiet, quieting yes that keeps you on track, keeps you here. A certain heightened attentiveness to just this moment of practice. Here, now, yes, this is the place to be, to practice. In this body, at this time, an affirmation that gives some weight or intentness to being here and now with a quiet, attentive mind. It is all too easy to say, maybe unconsciously, yes to a distracted mind. Instead, say yes to being here and now in this practice of mindfulness. Let that yes, that affirmation of the practice, the desire to do it, emerge, arise out of the depth of your being. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to turn the attention outward into the world that is filled with both suffering and happiness, filled with potential for greater suffering and greater happiness. And to look upon that world with a yes to meeting it, caring for it, valuing all the people and beings of this world. And saying yes to whatever movement of heart you might have that wishes for the happiness and welfare of others, for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may the wholesome desire to work for this possibility, may it live in us for our own welfare and happiness as well. May we become freer through the desire to bring freedom to others.